Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hard fact of the day, 106 new confirmed cases over the weekend. It's 20 fewer cases than last weekend, but it's still in the same ballpark. Let's not relax, I always say. We have to keep our guard up. Limit your movement to the essential things. Wear a mask when you do have to go out. Keep your distance where possible. And wash and sanitize your hands as often as possible. I was listening to conversations you were having on the earlier show. And I really liked this elderly man who called in and who said, "Me and my family members will take the vaccine." And then he went on to say that, everybody else in the world is busy trying to find data, come up with solutions to this problem. And we here who tend to not come up with these same solutions or any solutions whatsoever are always quick to talk about how those solutions that have been created by the people in the Western world will harm us one way or the other. And we forget that everything we're using are products of the Western world, quote unquote. The phone you're using, the clothes on your back, the cars you're driving in, the TV in your house, the radio you're listening to me through, the microphone I'm talking to you through, the gas cooker you cook with, the stove, all of it, So it's always interesting when it comes to medication and we decide to look away from the experts. We decide to not trust people who, by the way, we have spent a lot of money sending to school to go and learn these things. We spend all this money sending them to school to go and learn all these things. They learn it and then they come and tell us this is how it works. This is how the body works. This is how science works. And we're telling them, no, sabi wetin dey talk because I got my degree from WhatsApp. It was amusing to listen to all the takes, but I particularly loved the elderly man who called in and said, "I'm going to take the vaccines when they're available. My entire family members will take them as well." I really liked that. It made me feel like some of the things I talk about here on Hard Facts reaches some people. And hey, 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong, right? So join them and keep listening to Hard Facts, starting with the big weekend. Let's talk about the latest testimony at the Lagos NSARS panel. Yep, that panel is still on and things got really hot on Saturday. Let's talk about the shakeup at NPA. I'm sure you've been following that story. Broke over the weekend. Then let's talk about Governor El-Rufai's comments about rescuing hostages. Then we'll talk about the Supreme Court penalizing the Oyo State government for sacking local government councils. Then we're going to talk about Amaechi and Omahi blaming past leaders for insecurity. Chukwudi will bring you checkpoints today, and then we'll bring you the big hard fact where we'll look at duplicated projects in the 2021 budget. We're not going to stop at the duplicated projects. Budget published a report analyzing the budget, pointing out some serious concerns. So we're going to be talking about that report with the founder of Budget, Shimon Igbinde. He'll be here at 5 o'clock. News updates will will come your way at the top of every hour. You need to listen to every minute so you can win just a minute. That's how you win on Hard Facts. At least you have to listen to every single thing I say, because the answers come from the things that I say on the show. But let's get started with the big weekend. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos, and these are your Hard Facts. First story, will there be justice for Lekki tollgate shooting victims? If you're watching on Facebook, I'm going to be playing footage for you as we talk about this story. It's video that was shown on Saturday at the Lagos NSARS panel. We're also going to talk about Hadiza Usman. How did Hadiza Usman perform at the ports? Will the Supreme Court ruling against Makinde stop other governors from illegally sacking local government councils? Was Al-Rufai's collateral damage comment bitter truth, or was it callous? Should current leaders be blaming past leaders for insecurity? Are the current leaders not past leaders? It was a really big weekend, Lagos. Let's try and get into the stories. On Saturday, we got some explosive testimony at the Lagos NSARS panel about the Lekki tollgate shooting. If you're watching on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, as well as YouTube, Nigeria Info FM, I'm playing some footage for you. I told you last month how Sarah Ibrahim testified that she has video evidence of the shooting. She was one of the protest organizers. On Saturday, she played the evidence at the panel. And in the videos, we see men in army uniforms shooting in the air and at the crowd. We also see five people lying lifeless on the ground. We also see other people who have injuries. There's a man with what appears to be his intestines bulging out of his abdomen. We're not showing some of that particular footage because it's very graphic, so we can't show you that. The panel asked Ibrahim how they can authenticate the time and the location of the videos. So she showed them the metadata on the pictures and the videos. Whenever you take a picture or a video, your device stores some extra data in the file, including a timestamp and the GPS location. Did you know that? Now, anybody who knows how can look up that information. So that's what they did at the panel on Saturday, and they were able to confirm that these videos were taken at the Lekki tollgate area on the night of October 20th, 2020. Now, Sarah Ibrahim also spoke to the panel. She claims that she saw soldiers kill at least 10 people. She claims soldiers carried away some of the bodies, but protesters were stopped. Were stopping the soldiers from carrying the other bodies. And instead of allowing the soldiers carry those other bodies, that the protesters took those bodies into the shanties near the toll gate. Now, remember that the government has since demolished the shanties. Sarah Ibrahim also played video of two women who claimed that their sons were killed at the toll gate. Where are their families? Well, we've heard from two more. We also heard from a hospital, Granville Trauma Center. They said they treated 15 patients on the 20th of October, some with gunshot wounds, but none of the 15 that they treated died. They said that 13 of the 15 were referred to them from other hospitals that night. Now, all of this conflicts with the Army's testimony that they only fired blanks and that they only shot into the air. But the panel is saying that the army is no longer complying with their investigations. Now, Lagos, tell me what you think about this testimony, Sarah Ibrahim's testimony, and the videos that she played. We played some of them for you as we talked about this on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. How do you reconcile the conflicts between the army's testimony and what Ibrahim and the hospital are saying? It's 14 minutes past 3, 0700-993-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. We have a number for our female callers, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. You can tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. You can also share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. What do you think about Sarah Ibrahim's testimony and the videos that she played? We've got Thank God on the line. Hello, Thank God. Thank you very much for calling us. Thanks for calling, Thank God.
Thanks for calling, Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Turn your radio off and then go ahead.
Okay. This is Onwe Buchu from Ajegunle.
Good to have you on the show.
Yes, you are talking about ENSAS issue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that this so-called political party ruling Nigeria, Association of Political Criminals, do you think that anything good, they can tell anything that is truth concerning that ENSAS? Many people saw the deaths of those people. I am telling you categorically that a boy living in my house went to that place and never came back. He left two children and a wife. So how can you tell me say that they did not kill any person? We saw it live and direct. So forget about this government. And I want to tell you that if you give the Association of Political Criminals 20 years, Nigeria will even get worse than as it is now. So, my dear, make you not just forget about the government.
Thank God. Thanks for calling us. We've got Ike in transit. Hello, Ike. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
How are you? Good afternoon.
Oh, well, all is well. Number one, to announce that I just took my vaccine this morning.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. that's number one.
Okay.
Number two, who believes the government? Not necessarily this one. Everyone. Particularly those with arms, the police, the army, you can't believe them. They have that is in their DNA to falsify figures, to lie. The latest one is to carry corpses away. Sometimes last week or recently, there was a killing somewhere and they were trying to carry corpses away. The community prevented them. So I believe on what the lady has said. I will vote 9/10 for what she has said. And I believe that.
Okay.
So just people say, let me not give that proof. You complain now. Is a woman, whatever. But people say when you undress a woman, you don't start telling stories anymore. So just carry gun, go to where people are demonstrating, and they tell you they don't shoot. I don't believe that one.
All right, Ike, thank you very much for calling. If you just joined the show, we've started today with a story that broke from the weekend. The testimony shared by one of the organizers of the ENSAS protest, Sarah Ibrahim. 99.3, thank you very much for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Agwuma.
Welcome, Agwuma.
Yeah. One thing that has been consistent with the military in their assertion is that they have been lying. Now, remember, what we were told initially was that they were not there.
Hmm.
So now, when it became undeniable, they said they were there, but they didn't come with live ammunition.
Hmm.
Now again, they didn't kill, they didn't shoot. Nobody died. So, which one? Even in law court, you will know that once you are not consistent, you will the thing tilts against you.
Mm.
And so also, I think the military, even in many other cases, are lying. And it's unfortunate. It is not about we and them. They should understand that. whether somebody dies, civilian die or not, they should see it as man won, lost in Nigeria. That is their role, actually, to protect life and property when it comes to army, to defend the civilian. So how is it that each time they kill, each time, whether it's by error or by commission, and then they continue to deny this? There are people, military do kill accidentally. Military do kill when they didn't intend that. And then the approach will, of course, convince Nigerians that, yes, it is unavoidable. But this time, it makes us feel that they are deliberately doing these things. So they cannot continue lying.
Thank you very much for calling, Agwoma. We've got Sinkapo Enamuwa Dofin as a first-time caller. Unfortunately, he's not there anymore. When you call and we put you on hold, stay on the line, okay? Just hold the line. We're going to come to the phone lines and talk to you. 01465-7190. That's our number for women. 01465-7190. That's our number for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. We got some explosive testimony at the Lagos Censors panel about the Lekki Tollgate shooting. Sarah Ibrahim, remember her from last month where she said she had video evidence of the shooting? She was one of the organizers on that day of the shooting. She played the evidence that she said that she had, and in those videos we see men in army uniforms shooting in the air and shooting at the crowd. We saw five people lying lifeless on the ground. We saw other injuries as well. We saw a man that appeared to have his intestines bulging out of his abdomen. We're showing you some of the footage that are not graphic on our Facebook live stream, Nigeria Info 99.3 for Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We'll take one last call and then I'll tell you what happened at the NBA, at the NPA over the weekend. Dominic in Isolo, hello.
Hello, my name is Dominic. I'm calling from Isolo. First time caller ever.
Thanks for calling today.
All I have to tell Nigerians is this. Unknown soldiers. Unknown soldiers. Nigerians, wake up. This is exactly what they did to Fernand Lekola Pokuti. They went to his house, dropped down his mother from a two-story building, and they said it was nothing. Did they not send up an inquiry? Inquiry came out and said it was unknown soldiers. Is this not what they are doing to us? They are delaying the panel. Something that happened since October. This is what? What month are we? Nigerians, wake up. Ask your governor who authorized the army to come to the park. Who authorized them? Did they come from nowhere? Now, big children are dead. The parents are complaining. Nobody's saying anything. And guess what? The governor does not care. The Nigerian senators, are they even saying anything about this case? They are all listening. They are all moping because nobody wants to say the truth. And guess what? If we don't tell ourselves the truth, we will all die for nothing. That is it. Because you will tell your children, and that is how I met it now. Why are we going to change the system? The police come and shoot somebody in public. Nobody says anything. The army have done the same thing, and they keep on doing these things. Because they all feel they are in uniform, nothing will happen. Why? Instead of us to complain, we are there looking and moping. No, don't worry. God will jump down from heaven to come and solve our Nigerian problem. Let us wake up. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is a democratic system of government, or a so-called democratic system of government, and we are still treated like animals. In our own country.
Dominic.
This is not another place. This is our own home. This is where our fathers fought for. And look at us. We are treated like animals in our own home. Is it a crime to ask for justice? Be a Christian, be a Muslim, be you an Alpha, be you an whatever. Is it a crime? We are asking for justice in a system and the government doesn't want to give it to you. And yet, you are all playing. Don't worry. Fella sang it now. See, we are just playing. If we don't call ourselves and tell ourselves the truth, let us be preamble, be playing around. Then on Sunday, next week, we'll run to church and go and pray to God to solve our problem. This is my opinion. Nigerians, wake up.
Dominic, thank you very much for calling. 24 minutes past 3. We don't have enough time to get into our second story, so I'm going to keep taking your calls until we have to take a break. Still to come, El Rufai was in a war of words with the Benue State Governor Samuel Otom. El Rufai also said that the government was planning a rescue mission for the forestry student, fully expecting that some of the hostages would die. We'll talk about that. And we're also going to talk about the Supreme Court verdict on Makinde, as well as Governor Amaechi, former Governor Amaechi and Minister Amaechi right now, saying that past leaders are responsible for the insecurity in the country. Now, remember my first question on that particular story, is he not a past leader? Are past leaders, current leaders, are they not past leaders? We've got Daniel in Ilupeju. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Fine, Sandra.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's very, very pathetic, you know, as regarding the news coming from the panel. You see, in this country, sometimes we find it difficult. Even the media don't want us sometimes to say the truth the way it is.
You can't say it. We don't have 5 million naira to pay.
You see, what I wanted to say is, before the NSAS shooting, before the deployment of military to that topic, there was a meeting that was held by all the whole northern leaders, and that which included the IG, state governors, their traditional and political leaders gathered together. And after that meeting, it was like some decisions were taken or were reached to crash the NSAS. And eventually, events unfold that, got to the point where a curfew was declared and soldiers were deployed and people were killed. That's the summary of it. But it is so pathetic to understand that in Nigeria wide now, there is insecurity problems, insecurity challenges. We see the federal government say they are pleading with bandits.
We'll be right back.
The big weekend.
This weekend, we also had a big corruption story that affects the ports. President Buhari has authorized a panel of inquiry to investigate the management of the Nigerian Ports Authority. Also, he has suspended the NPA Managing Director, Hadiza Bala Usman, pending the investigation. Now, the government hasn't given us specifics about what's being investigated, but they have confirmed that Rotimi Amaechi, the Transportation Minister, recommended the probe. The president has picked the panel chairman and the secretary, but Amaechi will pick the other members of the panel. So lots of observers are suggesting that Amaechi will be fully in control of the probe. Also, Usman is the only NPA board member who was suspended. In fact, the new acting MD, Mohammed Koko, is the current director of finance at the NPA. So it's kind of interesting that if a corruption investigation is going on and the MD is being made to step aside so as not to interfere, that the finance director is not only being allowed to stay on, but is actually being made the acting MD. We're going to be watching this story because it's very big news, but also because the ports are important to me here on Hard Facts. But right now, Lagos, I want you to tell me what you think about this decision to investigate the NPA board. Does it make sense that only Usman, the MD, was suspended? What do you think about Mohammed Koko, the finance director, stepping in as acting MD? And also tell me how you think Hadiza Bala Usman has handled the ports and as the MD of NPA. 0700-993-993-993. We also have 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That number is for women only. If you're not a woman and you call that number, I'll hang up. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. You can still tell me what you think about Sarah Ibrahim's testimony and the videos that she played on Saturday at the Lagos Censors panel. How do you reconcile the conflict between the army's testimony and what Ibrahim and the hospitals are saying? Because don't forget that hospitals also came and testified on Saturday. Godwin is in Ijaya. Hello, Godwin. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, about Usman Abi.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know what, so one of my friends here, where I work, they always say Nigeria is a big scam. And it's always true. Forget this for investigation. Where is Magu's case? All of them. Everything will still go down the drain. Just the way they have been doing it before. Forget the investigation they're about to carry out. They not lead anywhere, Sandra. They did not see. Sandra, I'm 40 years old now. I've seen a lot in this country. Since I was young, I've been saying, Nigeria will be better, Nigeria will be prayers and everything. Prayer didn't change anything. Leaders didn't change anything. Even the young ones. Who are you going to trust? Just look at that. I know that lady is very young. The MD in there, so that's a very young lady now. But she's still bold enough. As no, no. Sandra, don't let us deceive. After the old event, you still call, maybe one of these I'll still call you back. Say, what did I tell you? Just give them 3 months time now, they will forget everything.
Godwin, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good
evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Adachimike, calling from Zia.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
I want to react to the NSAS issue.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
The, you know, Nigeria issue now, the way it is, there is nothing any Nigerian man will tell you that will believe. That NSAS, Nigerian army went there and killed people, really. But they are still denied. Why are they denied? If I should ask the governor now, why are they denied? Will not be able to answer my question. So, what is that? You should leave it for God so that God will fight for us. The day of the judgment is at the corner. When the time comes, everybody will be rewarded according to your work here on earth. So, the people that they have killed, their families should, you know, somehow forget that a time will come we will see the truth. The way Nigeria is going now, very soon, all those big men, very soon, very, very soon, they will see what's going to happen to them.
All right, then, let's leave it at that. Thank you very much for calling. Governor El Rufai says the government was planning a rescue mission for the forestry students, fully expecting that some of the hostages will die. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, we're about to play you the video of what he said. If you're not watching, we'll play you the audio.
Production of the Afaka young people, I was assured by the Air Force and the Army that they know where these kidnappers are with the students, and they have encircled them. And you've asked me what am I going to do. We are going to attack them. We'll lose a few students, but we'll kill all the bandits and we'll recover some of the students. That was our plan. That was the plan of the Air Force. That was the plan of the Army. The Air Force will attack them from the air, and the Army will have a blocking force on the ground, and they will attack them. That was the plan. But they slipped through the cordon of the army. That's why they were not attacked. So we're not just saying we'll not negotiate with bandits, we're doing nothing. We try to trace them, track them, and engage them using military force. We know it's risky. We know in the process we may lose.
Governor El Rufai there responding to those who said, if you're saying that you won't pay ransom, what's your alternative plan? And he's saying that the plan was to attack the camp, kill all the kidnappers, acknowledging that under this plan, some hostages would die, but basically those were acceptable losses. Now, as you can imagine, there's been split opinions about this. Some analysts are accusing El-Rufai of callousness and disregard for the lives of innocent citizens. But others are saying that he's just telling the bitter truth. They say that there are no good options. It's either pay the kidnappers and make them stronger, or attack and destroy them but risk the lives of the hostages. It's between the devil and the deep blue sea, and the governor other rulers simply have to choose between these options. But then there's the question of how he said it. Because some are arguing that even if what El-Rufai is saying is true, they feel that he said it in a very unfeeling, unsentimental way, which is unacceptable from an elected leader. And I wonder where you stand. What do you think about El-Rufai's statement? What do you think about his tone? What about the plan itself? Do you think that the government, the Air Force, and the Army were making the right choice? Now, El-Rufai also said later on that the kidnappers were able to slip through the Army's cordon, and that's why the plan couldn't work. Is there an argument to be made that the armed forces simply don't have the capacity for this type of plan? What do you think? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. We also have 01465-7190. Speaking of El-Rufai, he was also in a war of words with his Benue State counterpart, Samuel Otom. I'm going to tell you what that was about after I take a few calls. 99.3, hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
Good afternoon. Meg.
Hi, Meg.
How you doing?
Good. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, my comments on El-Rufai. I don't think he's telling the truth, though. He just came out to say this. Like you said, that people were of the belief that he was very brash. He didn't care. He was talking like he was talking about animals, dogs and cats being killed rather than human beings. It's sad that a government will come out and say they know where these kidnappers are. You know. Do you wait until they kidnap people before you attack them? How can you say, oh, they were planning the Navy to go, the Air Force to do what, the Army to do what? Do they have the capacity for that story he's telling us? Are we not in Nigeria? Are we living in America? He's telling a lie. They didn't want to do anything because of the outcry. It's why he's coming up with this belated story. It's unfortunate where we are as a country. I keep saying it. It's really, really unfortunate. I don't know how we are going to get out of this mess that we are in. I don't know how. Because the leaders we have elected or they have worked their way to leadership, they don't have the capacity of doing anything good for the people. Quite unfortunate, Sandra. Have a good day.
Thank you, Meg, for calling us. We've got Shade on the line. Hello, Shade. Thank you very much for calling.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Welcome.
Yes. So I believe that the government have the capacity, right? But
right.
They don't have the, what's the English right now? I want to say we're without the kahunas. Let me just use that. I can't remember the actual word, right? To do what needs to be done.
I'm not sure you can say kahunas on radio, though.
I know. I can't say that, right? Okay.
But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they don't have the willpower, the guts, whatever, to do what needs to be done. But I do believe we have the willpower. Because look at it this way. I don't understand what happened to our army. I mean, I'm sure you've read the stories of the past where our army was lauded, African Union, we go out, we do this, we do that. So why is it that when it's now internally, we can't perform? We are like kittens within our own country. But when we step outside, we are like big lions, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And onto El-Rufai, I believe he needs a PR team. That much I do know.
Okay.
Now, when you're planning something like this, any risk, there's always a risk that you have collateral damage, right? But you don't come out and say, like, yeah, we know we're going to have it, but yeah. Come on, dude. Who does that? Your leader. He needs like leadership training or something on how to speak to, you know, his people.
I mean, but isn't it better to have a leader? Isn't it better to have a leader who is blunt?
Definitely, I mean, it's true. There's a risk of something happening, losing life. You don't come out and say this.
Yeah, but like I was saying, Shade, isn't it better to have a leader who's blunt than to have one who just, you know, sugarcoats his words or her words? Are you there? Oh, no, Shade. Call back if you can. I'll take a final call from Fred and then we'll move on to the next story. Hello, Fred.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Fred. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to comment on the NSAS RFI statement.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
As for the NSAS, in fact, the military, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay.
What is in this country? What is wrong with these people? This deceit and lie will never stop. As according to what that lady said, according to one of your caller, Chris, he said, Bubu Yaya, he should be ashamed of himself. In short, this people, I don't even know what is going on. When he left for the Nigerians, 2023, they know what they do with these people. That's the reason I would say they should have, Nigeria should know what to do with these people, so called leaders or whatever they call themselves. I don't even know. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred, for calling us. Let's stay on El Rufai and his war of words with the Benue State Governor Samuel Otom. Remember last month, Otom accused the president of failing to take action on insecurity in his state. El Rufai criticized Otom for the comments and said, quote, I did not hear what Governor Otom said, but I know him and he's not somebody I take very seriously, frankly. He has other issues of governance that he's using the federal government as a punching bag to distract attention from his failures, end quote. Well, Otom clapped back. He said, quote, we want to believe El Rufai was wrongly quoted. A man who has failed in several aspects as governor of Kaduna has no moral justification to accuse another governor. Talking about taking someone seriously, if other Nigerians take El Rufai seriously, we in Benue State do not do the same. A man who has no regard for humanity does not deserve our attention, end quote. Otom also accused El Rufai of misleading the president. So Otom blames Buhari. El Rufai blames Otom, then Otom blames El Rufai back. But the blame game on insecurity did not end here. It didn't end there. We had Governor Umahi of Ebonyi State and Rotimi Amaechi blaming past leaders. Umahi said, quote, when people talk about the recent insecurity in our country, I keep saying that the insecurity did not just develop overnight. It has been a result of the failure of our past leaders to address the future of our youths. And this is the truth. So it's not a question of blaming Mr. President or blaming governors or blaming APC or PDP. It is systemic. And it has been there for a very long time, end quote. I love when our elected officials speak like analysts or motivational speakers. Amaechi said, quote, the reason there is crime is that the rich men who ran the economy of Nigeria for years mismanaged it. I don't know why Nigerians like to think that we are the first to be in government. Before we came, there were previous governments. If they had run the economy in ways that created jobs, we wouldn't be talking about insecurity and banditry, end quote. Please allow me to point out that Rotimi Amaechi has been in government for the last 22 years, except for a few months. From May 1999 to May 2007, he was in the Rivers State House of Assembly as Speaker, 2 terms. Then after a 5-month break while his case was in court, he became Governor of Rivers State from 2007 until May 2015, 2 terms. Then after a few months, President Buhari made him minister in late 2015 and he's been in that position until today. So when Mr. Amaechi talks about past leaders being responsible for insecurity, is he only referring to leaders who left office more than 22 years ago? Or is he talking about leaders in the last 2 decades, which should also include him? And the same question goes for Umahi. He's been in public life since 2007 when he became a Ebonyi State PDP chairman. Then he was deputy governor from 2011 to 2015. Now he's governor. So 10 years as an elected official, 14 years total as a political leader. So is he one of the past leaders who he says should be blamed for insecurity? You tell me, Lagos. What do you think about the comments from Umahi, Amaechi, Otom, and El Rufai? Yeah, so we have something from the middle belt, from the north, from the south-south, and from the southeast. Very balanced. You can reach everybody. 0704-993-993-993-01465-7190. We're still going to talk about the Supreme Court ruling on Makinde's local government wahala. But yeah, let's talk about this for now. 0700-993-993-993. You can still talk to me about Hadiza's suspension from the NPA, or talk to me about the NSAS protests, the Lekki Tollgate shooting, the testimony that was given on Saturday with video evidence of the people who died and the people who were shot, testimony from hospitals who treated the injured. Talk to me about that. 01465-7190. That number is for our female callers. 01465-7190. I don't have access to WhatsApp, but you can send us messages on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thank you very much for calling us.
Yes, my sister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
This is Innocent from Ikeja.
Welcome, Innocent.
Let me start from Rotimi Amaechi and his brother, Umahi. You have said everything about them. And to end it up, this APC government, they made a campaign during before they were elected. And they know all these things are in place. They know we lack security. They know nothing is working. Even those things that they are working, they said they are going to improve on it, like security. They said they will end Boko Haram in so-so time. They said that dollar will be one naira to $1. All these things they said, these are the promises they made. And coming out after 6 years to tell us that there was a previous government did not do well, even though they were part of that government, those listening to them, I don't think you should continue listening to this kind of people. What you should be listening to be those that will come up with an idea. If the constitution is not working, let them tell us that the constitution is not working. What are we going to do? How are you going to improve so that things will start working in this country? But listen to this kind of people, Amaechi and his brother, Umahi, that they came to this APC just yesterday, telling us about previous government. My sister, let's just forget about these people and know what we do to improve in good living in this country.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Etim from Satellite Town. Etim, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Etim, you're live on the show. You're talking to Sandra now.
Mm-hmm. Autumn and Errol 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the 2019 general election,
mm-hmm.
the gap between Autumn and Emmanuel Ejim of APC, it wasn't too margin. It was just a little gap.
Okay.
Autumn has said the bailout fund that was released, first and second and third bailout fund that was released to Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
What did he make use of them? He did not use the money to pay the workers in the state.
Hmm.
Autumn was in APC. Now he switched over. Those who are condemning Amaechi and Umahi, is Autumn the same shoe? He did the same thing. That he defected from APC to APC that brought him to power in 2015.
Hmm.
So what has he done? Last month, a community in Benue State invaded a community in Ebonyi State where 4 persons were killed.
Hmm.
Autumn did not make any comments.
Hmm.
Communities in Benue State always attack communities in Cross River State, Boki and Obudu.
Hmm.
Autumn will not make any comment.
Mm-hmm.
When it consigned them, they make news. When it did not consign them, they will keep quiet.
Hmm.
So what Amaechi, and when I was in River State,
mm-hmm.
there was insecurity, militancy.
Hmm.
Amaechi declared state of emergency.
Hmm.
There was a guy that, during that emergency, he put his phone, because in River State, if you are coming, at, you must raise your 2 hands up.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, his phone ran,
mm-hmm.
and he put his pocket, his hand into his pocket, mm-hmm. and to bring out a phone. The soldier there, they thought that he wanted to bring out a gun. They shot him dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Messi tried to put that to quell the insecurity in River State when he was a governor.
Mm-hmm.
And Messi did well. I went to River State last year,
mm-hmm.
October.
Mm-hmm.
When I stay in Abroma, the project there is what NDDC.
Hmm.
This guy that is saying is Mr. Project is doing nothing, just embark on elephant project that is using to expilate, to siphon the resources of River State.
Hmm.
And it's going about he has donated 200 million naira to Benue State, 500 million to is it Sokoto State? As the same governor that declared Rivers State in several occasions as a Christian state, he went ahead to demolish a mosque because of the presidential ambition in 2023. It will not work. We know what he did to Amechi. Look at this thing. We were in Rivers State. During Amechi administration, all the security heads that were posted to Rivers State, they do report to News on Weekend. They do not report to Amechi as the governor of Rivers State.
So you're saying that all of them are in the same boat, eh? All of them are the same team.
All these people are saying APC, APC.
Amechio, Umahio, all of them are the same team.
They wear the same uniform.
Etim, thank you very much for calling. Let me bring you our final story before we speak with Richa. On Friday, the Supreme Court ruled that governors cannot sack elected local government councils or appoint caretaker councils. And they have fined Seyi Makinde's administration 20 million naira for doing it. So here's the story. Right before Makinde became governor under the PDP in 2019, Oyo State held local government elections. And the APC won all the seats. But when Makinde was sworn in, hours after he was sworn in, he sacked all the councils. So the sacked chairman and councillors went to court. They lost at the High Court on a technicality, and the appeal court upheld the judgment. But now the Supreme Court has said Makinde violated the constitution by sacking them. Local government is independent of state government, and governors cannot sack elected officials. Now, if Makinde had not fired the councils illegally, their terms would have expired earlier this year. So because of that, the court has not reinstated them. But the court has ordered Oyo State to pay them all their lost wages of almost 3 years. Also, Oyo State must pay them damages of 20 million naira. So think about that. This case took 3 years to get through the courts. By the time it was over, it was too late to reinstate these elected officials. We're going to talk about this after the break. Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.